White House, 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue, Washington, D.C., 20502, March 12th, 2007. Dear George, with very little thought, it's not difficult to see why we are the way we are. Why we see virtually everything as a threat. Everyone and every action of the everyday bee I see now mauling the white jasmine blooms at the height of their show. They are their very best right now, the jasmine flower. Pride never looked better. Back to the bee, I wonder why I didn't get a shock and jump back when I saw the hovering bee. And in that wonderment, I pondered why I didn't smack at the bee or spray the whole damn place with Raid. That's what I would have done as a kid. As a kid, I would have killed it with a baseball bat, smacked it right out of the air with a baseball bat. A mixed look of joy and repulsion on my face, thinking, I just conquered fear. I just conquered fear. A victory of good over bad. A victory of good over bad. Inside thinking to myself, I've got to talk to the president. This revelation could explain so much. But before I got there, I saw this one hovering bee moving from one flower to another with what looked like miniature saddlebags attached to the sides of the back rear legs. This must be the pollen, I figured. Look at that. Look at that. The efficiency, the economy, the grace, the second nature. Why did I ever think to swat at such a pretty thing? Why did I ever think to kill such a pretty, beautiful thing? I think to myself as I pour a coffee and go to turn down the music, a tickling feeling on my neck, down around the collar, down around the collar, down around my shirt, down around the tag on the back of my shirt, almost a bite or, I don't know, a sticky or a mini pinch or some kind of, it's a sting! Oh, it's a sting! Oh, what is it? What is it? It's a bee! It's a bee! It's gotta be a bee! What is it? It's a bee on my neck! What's on my neck? What's on my neck? We'll be right back. snagged by a thread from the torn and tattered shirt, tickling the back of my neck as I turned my head to see if the bee was following me. I wanted to see if the bee was following me. I was scared that maybe the bee was following me. I wanted to see if the bee was following me, George. In March of 2007, it was reported that 70% of the entire bee population on the eastern seaboard turned up missing. Scientists put forth the idea, the theory, that quite possibly it could be a tone emitted by cell phones. And when that tone, that cell phone is near the beehive, it'll forever send the bee away, never again finding its hive. And they do not start over. Somewhere over the years, it was put forth that when we lose the bee population, human beings should give themselves 4 years to live. Suddenly, honey is not so funny. Sincere and grave concern for the bee and all things that come from it. M.S. Garvey.